PMM 531.
This morning, yesterday, actually it started on Sunday, there was a video that's been doing the rounds on social media, and it's of a bad customer service experience at a McDonald's drive-thru. And I can't play it for you this morning because I'd probably be fired otherwise. There's too many swear words in it. But the video is of somebody in the car. They've gone to a drive-thru at a McDonald's. Not sure where, but apparently it's in Hamilton. And the worker says, like, straight away on the video, the worker's like, "What the beep do you want? Beep."
Okay.
And then she's like, "Do you want me to come out there?" She's a, it's a girl, by the way. And then you don't really get, like, the full story, but the customer ordering is like, "You're meant to be open 24 hours. Your sign says you're open 24 hours. And she's like, "Well, you're being a little beep about it because you can't get food. We don't have to be open 24 hours.
Wow.
And then she tells him, "Why don't you just go to head office and tell them?"
Very interesting. I'm going to use that word.
I wish I could play it, but...
If you did edit out all the thing, all you'd hear was maybe 2 seconds of the whole video. So what are some of the comments on this video?
Well, people have been just saying, sharing it, laughing, saying, "Oh, typical New Zealand." And one comment that I saw was, "What's funny is this could be anywhere in New Zealand and I wouldn't be surprised." And I was like, what? I genuinely believe that New Zealand's customer service was good compared to other countries.
Have you ever had bad experience as a customer, you know, with any organisation?
Not really. I have had, like, sort of, like, rude, not, like, explicit like this one where they're swearing at me and telling me
but
to
the tone.
Go, but, like, rude, like, the tone, just look, like, unbothered, not interested, disengaged. And I make sure I give it to them when they do that. I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to pay for a service or buy a product if this is the attitude you're going to give me.
Wow. Whoa. Sorry, customer services manager. I think the common one, especially, you get with a lot of organisations is the whole having to wait on the phone. Like with one organisation, I was waiting nearly an hour before someone came through. The good thing was that they were, you know, quite apologetic. They were, well, very apologetic, so that was good. What about on the other side, working as, have you ever worked in customer services?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
Worked at a cafe.
And what was your approach as a customer service? Did you ever get customers that were, like, so rude?
Yeah, I had
and
rude
that?
Customers, but knew as my job that I wasn't allowed to obviously speak to them the way this girl was talking to her customer on this video.
We don't know how long her employment will last after that video being released.
Yeah, but I'd, like, honestly, Macca's drive-through employees intimidate me so much. Like, every time I've gone through Macca's and they sound grumpy, I just don't even... I try to sound as nice as possible because I want my food in one piece and I want my food with no saliva in it. With no spit in it.
Okay, without any additional flavouring. There was one incident when I was working at Social Welfare many years ago. A good friend of mine, Ricardo, and... we were working in the, cubicle next to each other, and he was interviewing an elderly Samoan gentleman about a benefit inquiry. And I could see by the look on his face, the old man was getting quite frustrated. And, you know, my friend Richie was trying to explain. And then next minute, the man got so frustrated, he just said, "Just speak in English because your Samoan is useless." And then after that, it was okay then.